it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
So let me give you an update on this reality TV show nonsense.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I told you guys, I guess we're going on months now.
Yeah, months ago that there was this interest.
Yeah, there's a developer of reality TV shows here in town. Her name is Princess, and she was the creator and developer of a reality TV show that you guys might have heard of called Real Housewives of Atlanta. And she did Real Housewives of OC also, so she knows what she's doing. So she has this idea and concept now of doing a reality TV show here in Atlanta based on a couple of guys, a group of dudes. And they're calling it, forget, what are they calling it?
Boys Club?
Yes, right. Boys Club ATL.
Okay.
So they would be following five or six guys around that are in the same group and just, you know, same type deal. Just lifestyle stuff, showing different parties that we would go to, different events, charity events, mm-hmm. showing inside of our house and family. And I hang out with some guys that she is interested in following. Mm-hmm. And I'd be one of the five or six guys in this reality TV show. So she asked me about it months and months ago and asked me if I would be interested in it. And I said, yeah, lukewarm, yeah. You know, it's got its advantages, but it certainly has its disadvantages also. And Stacy and I have sort of started talking about it. And they came over to our house and they did a TV, a camera interview, on-air interview. And Princess brought that back to the producers in Los Angeles, who I guess have to okay the final cast. They asked me a couple of weeks ago for some more pictures of myself and my family, so I sent those out to Los Angeles also. And today, Princess is bringing in a camera in studio around 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow night, me and all the guys that they are thinking about having on this reality TV show are getting together at Justin's restaurant just to hang out, mm-hmm. and there are going to be cameras there, and I guess I'm not really sure what they're doing with that. Just see how we interact with each other, mm-hmm. and if this thing has any legs.
Okay. Some preliminary footage.
Preliminary footage. And I'm still not totally and 100% on board on this whole thing. As I keep saying, Stacy and I haven't really wrapped our heads around it because they haven't said that they want us. Mm-hmm. Like once they say, hey, we think that you'd be good on this show, Stacy wants to see a contract. I want to find out exactly what the time commitment is going to be on the whole thing, mm-hmm. Exactly what I have control of, which is probably very, very little,
mm-hmm.
And just really get a better sense of what the TV show is supposed to be all about. You know, I've got mm-hmm. too much to lose to gamble it all on a reality TV show. A lot of the other guys that are doing this have a little less to lose, I think, than I do. They want the celebrity. Mm-hmm. And as we've discussed before on the show, I sort of feel like I'm really comfortable with what I got right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do the other guys on the show have children?
One does. Kenny does.
Oh, okay.
Kenny
That's
Burns
right.
has kids. But he's already made it perfectly clear that he sort of wants to keep his family sheltered from this whole thing. And Princess has said she thinks it can accommodate that, but at the end of the day, she doesn't have the final say in all that.
Well, I mean, so if you sign up, you're signing up Stacy and your two boys, too.
My mentality is this, is if I sign up for it, I have to think worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. I'm not going in there thinking that, well, you know what, I could probably manipulate my way around this or that. I've got to go into it thinking they're going to be in the house all the time. Mm-hmm, they're going to dig up stuff from the past. If Stacy and I have an argument, it's going to be on camera. Mm-hmm. If I yell at somebody here at the office, it's going to be way blown out of proportion. So my mindset is if I'm going in, I got to think the worst.
Yeah, because Princess, I mean, she's wonderful, but she's also a salesperson. She's pitching you for something mm-hmm. for her product. And we have lived in the decade of reality TV, so it's not like you're not savvy to how all reality TV is, and the most successful TV shows have drama. I mean, Wendy and Jen are so invested in The Bachelor simply because there's drama.
That's true.
And we were involved in Real Housewives of Atlanta because there was drama. So,
right. mm-hmm.
you know, those are the reality shows that are successful. Now, whether you would be the drama guy in it, because, you know, there's also the possibility that you are one of the side characters and one mm-hmm. of your other buddies is going to be the one that's the center, you know, drama king, you know?
There are certainly guys that they are talking to about this show that I think qualify as more drama than I do. Like Kenny Burns, I think probably walks around with this sort of like, he's just got this bigger than life personality and he's always at the clubs. And I think he's probably more drama filled than my life is. My friend Dolvette is a single guy. He goes out on a lot of dates. He's out on the town a lot, so there's more drama involved there. I think what they'd get is a peek into my relationship with Stacy. And of course, you know, any marriage that's been around this long, 13 years, is going to have ups and downs. So they get some drama with that.
But and you said she's on board. She's more into it than you are.
Yeah, I mean, you were there at dinner the other night when we were talking about it. She's ready to jump in.
Yeah,
man.
She was all about it.
But remember that on Real Housewives of Atlanta, the couple that was the least drama didn't make it to the second season. You know
right.
what I mean? So, I mean, they let somebody
they cut
go
them out.
That was nice.
Yeah,
so
they were nice and they were nice and normal.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
means not good for reality,
right.
TV.
Reality TV.
Yeah,
and as I was looking at this cast that they're thinking about, Jen and Wendy and Jeff and I were talking about it on Friday or Saturday night. I don't see this as a group that's full of drama. Like, I think mm-hmm. dudes communicate, and they just don't have as much drama with each other as women do.
That's
like
why they're going to your families, because yeah. they want drama between wives.
The
they
wives,
want drama.
Girlfriends. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll probably somehow pit the wives against each other, and then you guys have to go defend their honor. That would be an easy storyline.
And that I'm really nervous about, because my wife, I love her for this reason, and it also scares me for this reason, is Stacy is what she is, man. And she is, she's abrasive at some points, and she's just very, very honest. And I love her for that. But for TV, that could be a big old target on her back. And mm-hmm. I think I'd be more protective of her than I would be myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely going to be a big part of this equation for me.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Courtney. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
Didn't the psychic say something about how your career might take a change? Or remember when you got that psychic reading done a couple months back?
I don't remember that. I mean, I remember the reading, but I don't remember her specifically saying that.
Yeah, she mentioned something about a career change or something is going to be coming up in your professional life, something different.
I thought that was Jeff's reading.
It could have been all of
us.
It seems like such a broad thing for somebody in the psychic field to
There's
say.
There's going to be a change in your life.
There's
yeah.
change every week, man.
Yes.
It's like, ooh, thanks for being so specific.
Hey, Crystal, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
What's up?
I was calling to say, you do the Burt's Big Adventure, and I've heard you when you mentioned this before, but it makes me so nervous that way that they twist these things mm-hmm. when it gets on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much at stake that you don't need anything negative to mm-hmm. truly affect what you do, which is so positive. And it's so much bigger than just the fame or the next step up. What you do is big.
You know, my only thing is, because most everybody, I believe, here on the show has been warning you not to do it. And I, the only stipulation I have, which I don't know if Princess would agree to it, but we have a show that's open and honest, and you talk. And so the only thing that I think would, if you did do it, that would help a little bit is the fact if you could be open on the show about what we saw and mm-hmm. what really happened. But I'm not sure if they'll allow that or not.
I'm not.
Right.
That would be probably a,
you know,
that's a big clause right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not on nationally. So if I was going to address those things, it would only be on a local level anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Allie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, Burt Show.
Hey.
Excuse me. I was wondering, what's the name of your show?
Well, it's not my show yet.
Your show.
There'd be six guys on it. And it's called Boys Club ATL.
Oh, okay.
And it's still in the, it's still sort of in the audition stage also. Part of the reason why I'm talking about this is I don't know that anybody has ever heard somebody else talk about the process of making the decision to be on a reality TV mm-hmm. show. I think most mm-hmm. people go to auditions, and right. at that point, your mentality is you want to be on.
Right.
They came to me, so we're mm-hmm. still in the process, and it's taken so long. That's one thing I've really been surprised about, that it's taken so long.
What's different about this potential franchise in the Real Housewives franchise is it's really just your life. It's not any sort of competition show. So typically, if you're going out for a reality TV show, you want to be on The Amazing Race, mm-hmm. Survivor, The Biggest Loser, The Bachelor. Like, you're going on as a single person to compete for something, and whether you win or lose is whether you win or lose. But this is just, hey, I'm going to sign up my life. Which includes like your family and, you know, and your coworkers and your friends and mm-hmm. like everybody involved in it. And so it has to be drama, because you're not on a competition show. You're not going on American Idol to try to win a record deal.
Sure.
Like, you're going on to show your life. And if there's no drama in your life, then there's no show.
And
right?
I think everybody has a certain amount of drama in their life.
Sure.
Everybody's got drama in their
mm-hmm.
life.
Of course. And everybody's got all kinds of things that could make for a great reality show. It's just, do you want to share that with the rest of the country or not?
Right. Hey,
you know?
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys, you rock. I love you.
Thanks.
Bert, you know they're going to dig up. They're going to probably, oh, Bert, let's go see your mom. Let's go see your dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely watch it because I really want to meet your dad and see your mom.
That would be a tough one to take because, you know, like my dad and I now are patching up our relationship and things are heading in the right direction. And my mom and I now haven't talked for months. So.
And I think it'll be a different perspective, even if it didn't have drama, coming from the male perspective on, you know, it could be educational for you single women out there to, you know, to see how, you know, the young single guys, you know, what they're looking for, how they, you know, how they maneuver around Atlanta.
But there's only one single guy in the whole cast.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, at this point there would only be one, unless there's a Trump card guy that I'm not really familiar with that I have heard that they're bringing on the show because he's really filled with drama and he's a single guy also in Atlanta, but I don't know anything about that guy.
So I would watch it.
You watch it?
Yeah, and I want to see
oh,
you
are
guys
you kidding?
Station.
We're
going to
be
know.
Glued. I mean, on the mornings after the show, that's all the entertainment buzz is going to be. I mean, nothing else is going to exist in television, movies, Hollywood, nothing. It's going to be all about that show. So,
well, hopefully you're talking about all the other guys on the show and not me.
I'm with you. I'm with her. I would definitely watch it.
All right, I'll take one more call on this. Good morning. Is it Laya?
Leia,
how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to talk to you. I recently moved here from Chicago, and I've fallen in love with your show. So thank you for the amusement in the morning.
Thank
I need
you.
It.
Thanks.
Well, I have some advice for you. I tried out for The Real World kind of as a spoof. My friend really wanted to do it, and I didn't feel like studying for my linguistics test, so I went. And I ended up getting chosen, and we had to, like, fill out this huge questionnaire, and we didn't really know where we were going. We just knew it was somewhere in Europe, and my mom was really encouraging of me to do this, but, you never know what's going to happen with the editing of the show, which I think is the biggest concern that I had, is that even though I, you know, was chosen because I'm a fun and interesting person, and at that point I was a dance movement therapist, and I knew they kind of wanted to figure out more about that, but you never know how they're going to contextualize everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do it, and I'm really happy that I didn't. So I know that, you know, for all of our amusement, we probably think, oh, do it, because we want to see what happens. But really think about your life and the way that people are going to view you after the show, because you don't really have much control over the editing, and that kind of came down to the wire for me. I was like, I don't want to work my whole life to gain a good reputation and then have it destroyed by some tacky person editing.
No, I've thought about all that too. And just quickly, I'll pass on a story to you, which really, really has been in my mind through this whole process. And it's one I've told these guys before. I have a friend that used to edit reality TV shows. And there was one scene where the character on the show was like a real drunk. She was working at a bar and they had her sort of labeled as being an alcoholic. Well, one day, she is in her bar. She's working. It's the middle of the day, and a light goes out in the bar. She gets up on a bar stool. She fixes the light, and while she's fixing the light, she falls off the bar stool. Well, my friend goes back, and they edit it to look like it was at night. It looked like it was a whole bunch of people in the bar, and it looked like she was drinking, and she was drunk, and she fell off the bar stool, when that wasn't the reality of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been sort of in the top of my mind as we're talking about this entire thing.
Yeah, and first impressions do make a lasting one, and it would be very hard to, you know, quote-unquote, be the girl on the bar stool and try and explain to people that that's not the way that it happens. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's an unconsciousness that we all know this is not real, but we buy into it because it is so delicious. Like, I'm totally into The Bachelor, too, so I can't say that I'm not on both sides. But I just want I just wanted to share my story because
I've
been in that same situation, and my boyfriend was very unencouraging, so I understand how that plays a factor, too.
No, thank you. These are all things that I'm really going to have to think about if they decide to use our group. And as I said, the next step in the process is they're coming in studio here at about 9 this morning, and they're just going to shoot us doing our thing. Then I think they bring that back to L.A. and they make their final decisions. So if this was American Idol, we'd be in the round of 24 right now.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Burt Show.
And I'm looking for a little honesty here, because if you've put on some weight and you've decided to take off weight, at one point you might have had an embarrassing weight loss wake-up call. Like, I don't know what that could be. Like, you've put on so much weight that at one point you were at dinner at a restaurant and maybe the chair busted. Or you ripped a pair of jeans while you were out with family and friends saw about it, and that was your wake-up call. You're like, no more.
That's a special person right there who can rip denim with their ass.
You're sitting down, it can happen. Or and if you do it in front of your kids, they'll never let you forget that.
Right, and sometimes a stranger's kid, not necessarily your own kids, but a stranger's kid could say something to you in public or say something about you in public
yes.
that you hear.
Like, I had somebody email me a couple of weeks ago about she knew that she had to get on Healthy Trim because her baby, who was like 4 or 5 years old, was making fun of her back fat in front of other people.
Oh,
and she's
geez.
Like, that's it. Today is the day I'm going on my diet. And that's really what we're talking about right now with Kevin Smith, because he had an embarrassing loss wake-up call.
He is not embarrassed at all, because guess what? There are two ways he could have handled this. He could have shut the hell up, and it would have been what it was, and nobody would have known.
I think in some cases you don't know how big you're getting, though, until something like this happens.
And I also think Twitter, I think this is a case where Twitter's responsible for this going on and on and on.
It could, because it's on a couple of days now, probably too long. 404-741-Q100, because the story just keeps going on.
This is a Hollywood director. His name is Kevin Smith. You know him as Silent Bob in the Jay and Silent Bob movies, and then also he did Clerks and Chasing Amy, so he's the director behind it. But he was on a Southwest Airlines flight, and the flight attendant told him that he was going to have to get off the plane. He was removed from the flight because what the airline is claiming is that he didn't pass that armrest test. You have to be able to comfortably put down both armrests in an airline seat so that you're not bothering the other passengers that are seated next to you. You're not sort of spilling over into their seat in order to stay on the flight. And he's even said that in the past couple of weeks, he bought two seats for the flight so that he was more comfortable. He wasn't able to do that on that flight, so he was removed from it. Now, the airline has apologized for the way that it was handled. I guess maybe they thought they could have used different words or different language or treated him a little better in the process of removing him from the flight. But that still is their policy, that they have the armrest test. And now Kevin Smith has been doing podcasts and yelling and screaming and going on Twitter about it and this and that and the other thing, making a really big stink about how Southwest Airlines should have bigger seats because America is fatter these days. And how, you know, how he didn't kill anybody, he just eats a lot. Like, he's a comfort eater. And so, I mean, he's going on and on and on. But all of the headlines have been either, like, too fat to fly or fat gate or whatever it is. But he's sort of perpetuating what's going on.
And I wonder if the passengers were more uncomfortable with that, because I witnessed one where I thought she was probably, like, at the realization. I was at Six Flags standing in line for one of the rides, and one woman was just overweight, and she tried to get on the ride, literally could not buckle the seatbelt between her legs and the thing that comes over your head to clip in for the ride, and she had to be removed from the ride.
So she had to walk past everybody.
They had to stop everybody from getting on the ride, and she had to take the walk. And I felt so bad for her.
Now I can use a voice disguiser on these if you want. Kelly does. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how you guys doing? I love the show.
Thank you.
Let me caveat this by saying I only put on the weight because my husband asked me to. Okay. He likes chunkier women, so I put on the weight.
Okay.
But the day before our wedding in Miami, our wedding party, and everybody went to the fair, and just as Wendy was saying, we were getting on a ride, the whole wedding party is on, and I'm the last one to get on with my bride sash and everything, and they couldn't pull the bar down and buckle it. So I had to get off, and then my husband felt so bad, he got off, then the whole wedding party got off, and it was just really, really embarrassing.
So everybody in support of you got off the ride too, so everybody walked together?
Yes, but still, it was just at that point, I was just like, wow.
At some point,
I put on some weight, but this is just ridiculous.
Right.
At some point, you guys said, just stay on the ride. Stay on the ride. Just get it stopped. This isn't a protest. I'm not Kevin Smith.
All right, that is that's a weight gain or a weight loss wake-up call right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
What happened to me was, this was all in 1 week with my girlfriend's shortly after high school. The first day I cracked the toilet seat in their home.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Then 2 days later, I broke the couch. And then 2 days after that, the office chair broke.
How much at that point did you weigh?
At that point, point, I only weighed 320, which, I mean, that's pretty heavy, but, I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. But I thought maybe the furniture was just bad, but, well, at least the first time I was like, I thought it was just a cheap toilet seat, and then the couch I knew was cheap. I bought it for them for $100, and it was just cheap.
There's only so many times that you can use that excuse, or like the toilet.
I mean, on the third time, I was like, okay, what's going on? This is way too much.
This is a nice office chair.
I'm at 280.
Good for you.
Right now.
Yeah, the couch you can make up sort of like, oh, you don't want to have it on that couch. You know, kind of thing, but you can't do that with the toilet seat or the chair.
No. Over and over and over again. Hey, Chrissy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what was your embarrassing weight loss wake-up call?
Well, this past weekend, you know, it was Valentine's Day. So my husband and I'd lost a lot of weight. And last year, my husband had bought me this dress, and so I was able to go to wear it this past weekend, being Valentine's Day. And he was like, well, I don't wear that dress. And I'm like, no, I can't wear it. And he's like, yeah, you can. And I was like, no, I can't. So he's like, go try it on. Let's see what it looks like. And I couldn't even put it over me. I was so humiliated.
Oh, poor thing. So it was that the day that you're like, okay, I got to lose some weight now?
Yeah, I've got to do something. So I think I'm going to give Healthy Trim a try.
All right, go to the website, okay? Here is Elizabeth. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Love you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my embarrassing weight loss story is that when I was about, I had had my baby, and it was about 6 months after I had him, I was at a department store shopping in the baby clothes section, and this lady came up to me and asked me how far along I was.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
Terrible. So I went home and threw, and I had this Empire waist dress thing, and I went home and threw every one of them away, and I left immediately, and I have never looked back, and now I'm 40 pounds lighter.
Good for you.
Yeah, there's some outfits on women that, I mean, you have to be really, really skinny to pull off, and like a sundress is one of those too.
And Empire waisted ones.
Yes,
yeah.
And when she said that, it reminded me of a friend years ago who, same thing happened. Like she, I think she burned it after somebody went up and asked
somebody
her.
Somebody says that, you never wear that outfit again.
You just don't ask unless they start talking about it.
Hey, Joe, you're the last call. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hi, I was at Six Flags on the gas, this parachute ride, and it would not go up with me on it.
Oh, man.
No.
I was at my heaviest. It was earlier last summer, and I weighed like 360 pounds, and I'm down to 280 now.
Good for you, man.
Good job.
I mean, that's really, you can turn that negative into a positive. Was there a whole bunch of people around, and they actually
The place was packed.
Oh.
And I'm still afraid this summer to get back on the gas.
I bet. Scarring that could be. But at least you lost the weight since then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's a true wake-up call. But like Jeff said, Kevin Smith's embracing it. He's like, I'm a big guy.
He's either doing that thing where he's so embarrassed by it that he's going to make more noise about the whole thing to try to cover up the uncomfortableness.
It's like getting more defiant about it.
Yes, which is odd because I don't think there's a lot of people on his side. And I think the more he talks, the fewer people.
I think that's why he keeps saying this is the last time I'm talking. And then he keeps talking.
Yeah.
He can't stop himself.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Burt Show.
Here's Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Hey. We're gonna try to get you some help this morning, bro.
All right. Thanks, man.
Okay. So here's how Love, Lost, and Found works if you're a new Burt Show listener. You meet somebody out, could be at a restaurant, could be at a bar, could be anywhere, right? You guys feel like there's some kind of vibe or some kind of attraction going on, but there's that awkward time when you're saying goodbye, like, do I get the phone number? Do I not get the phone number? And for whatever reason, you sissy out. So you end up going one way and she ends up going the other or vice versa. Then you start thinking, man, I mean, what did I have to lose? I'm probably never going to see her again. Why didn't I do it?
Once in a lifetime moment.
Well, we hope that it's not a once in a lifetime. If you call us, what we'll do is we'll give as many details as we can out right now. And then with any luck at all, somebody is listening right now that knows this AirTran flight attendant. And we could get her on today or in 24 hours, whatever. So, Jason, why don't you give us a little history here where you met her. Just run us through the day and give us all the details that you can about her. And maybe somebody listening knows who she is.
Okay.
All right, go for it, man.
She was on a flight from Atlanta to Dallas, and that flight was delayed. She was stuck on the, I guess, the runway, because this was Friday,
mm-hmm.
and the weather was so bad. So it ended up taking like 5 hours to leave, you know, just to get to Dallas. And on that flight, I remember I was listening to their conversation while we were on the shuttle. Soulja Boy and his crew was on that flight.
Okay.
And she was talking about that.
Hmm.
Okay.
So it's the same flight that Soulja Boy was on.
Okay, that could be a really mm-hmm. big mm-hmm. hint right there. This is an AirTran flight on Friday. It was delayed like 5 hours, and we know that Soulja Boy was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No, it wasn't delayed 5 hours. It took 5 hours to get there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. anyways, I first met her because I was waiting at a shuttle. Like, shuttle stopped waiting for my hotel to come pick me up because I was actually at the airport waiting to come back to Atlanta. My flight got canceled like at the last minute.
Okay.
So while on the shuttle, I was just, you know, mind my own business, you know, I'm just like trying to get to my hotel. I'm tired. I was at the airport since like 4 o'clock, and this was already seven o'clock at night. And you know, she's having a conversation, and then she just kind of looks over at me and just says, "So, are you airline or are you a normal person?" Exactly. So I just smiled at her. I was like, "I'm a normal person, just trying to get home like everyone else." You know, I asked her if she was based out of Atlanta. She said she was. And then, I was actually in Texas to do some training for Six Flags over Georgia. And on my way to the hotel, we drove past Six Flags over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh my God, there's a Six Flags here," and stuff. And then she started talking about like how much she loves Six Flags over Georgia, how she goes there for her birthday and stuff. And then in my mind, I was like, "Oh my God, there it is." But I didn't say nothing. You know, I was just like, because she wasn't really talking to me, you know?
So that could have been your in to a yeah. longer conversation.
You're like, "Hey, I work for them."
Right there. Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
You chickened out.
You did.
I did. Well, I was tired, but yeah, I chickened out.
Yeah. Destiny's window opened, and you let it shut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So and then we pulled into our hotel, and it was pulled into my hotel, and then one of the captains was like, this is not it. And so the driver starts to kind of turn around, and I start freaking out. So I was like, "Yo, this is my hotel. Like, you need to stop here." You know, mm-hmm. and then she goes, "Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want to ride around with us? You know, it'll be fine."
God,
there it is.
Two wins.
There was a lot of them. and I was like, you know, I totally would, you know, if I knew I had a spot to stay there, but I know I got a spot here, so I'm gonna go ahead and just get out here. Driver turns around, pulls up, you know, and I start, you know, heading out, and she's like, "Well, you know," she wishes me a safe flight home, and I do the same. And at this whole time, like, not a lot of it was registering. You know, I was just trying to get in my room, drop my bags, because I was supposed to be home.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I get to my room, and I just kind of drop everything and take a sigh, and then it just hit me like a freight train. Like, I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, all of these things couldn't have happened. Like, it had to happen a certain way. Her flight had to be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
The guy at the Dallas airport had to know that Atlanta airport was having problems. If he canceled that flight any earlier, I would have been gone. You know, mm-hmm. or caught another flight home, maybe. Just things like that. And so, I mean,
I get that. You know how it is when you're traveling, you're stressed.
Especially in that weather and stuff.
Yeah, you're not focused. You're just like, man, I just want my head on a pillow
right now.
I'm just
trying to get there.
She's giving you all the clues, and if you could just slow things down, you would have seen them, but you don't see them until after.
Well, and she wasn't like that because she does it for a living.
Right.
Right.
Like, so she wasn't stressed out. So she was like checking you out. Like, "Hey, you want to ride with us?"
And she,
"Hey."
You know, most girls don't approach. And I was like, is this really happening? I was just like, okay, she's probably just being nice.
We have an AirTran flight attendant that's based out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, did you see a name tag? Did she give you a name? Did anything else that you heard?
No, it was a crew of five. I think she probably was working the coach simply because of her uniform. There was a male and female pilot. She did have with her in her carry-on bag like a full loaf of bread.
That's random.
That's awesome. Bread in her carry-on bag.
Okay.
Hilarious.
I thought that was weird, but then I was listening to the captain talking, I guess, you know, because you never know what you're going to get stuck in if you could even leave the airport. Okay, so that makes sense.
But I think that, you know, especially if we found out which flight exactly it was that Soldier Boy was on from Atlanta to Dallas, is that what you said?
Right.
Then they would know exactly what attendants were on that mm-hmm. flight.
That helps big time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what, only five or six work right. a plane? So if we knew the number of that flight, right. that sure would help us sort of narrow down our search. We could even call over to AirTran at that point, corporate, and see what we could do.
Mm-hmm. And what's about a physical appearance? What does she look like?
Brunette, tall, slender, like definitely, like, I think she could be a model if she wanted to be. Full of energy, and, like, actually that's what caught my attention first, because she was coming down the escalator, and I heard her voice, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, this is going to be a hot girl. And sure enough, when she came down, I was like, just like, wow. And I was, you know, hoping that we might end up at the same hotel, because then I can probably talk to her then. Oh, she did. I know where she stayed at. Because they went to the hotel. She stayed at the Hyatt Place in Grapevine, Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
Hyatt Place in Grapevine.
Grapevine. Right. Okay.
which may be the one hotel that all AirTran staff stays mm-hmm. at. So mm-hmm. I don't know that that's really going to help us all out all that much. But if it's not,
right,
then that would help us.
What about where she was from originally? Did you ask her that?
No, there wasn't a lot of talking going on. Like, you know, I felt like I was tired. Yeah. I was trying to get back to the hotel.
She was trying. All right, here's Jenny. She said we may have a clue in here that we didn't even know.
Okay.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I was just saying I have a few friends in the airline business that work for AirTran,
mm-hmm.
And I know that the senior flight attendants who've got seniority with the company, they get paid. The flight attendants get paid by mileage, and that's how they log their hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the less senior attendants take shorter legs. The senior attendants would get a longer flight to Dallas or L.A. or somewhere like that because they can log more mileage in hours.
So she's been with the company for quite a while, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, most likely she's got some seniority if she's taking a flight from Atlanta to all the way to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a really good friend who's a pilot with AirTran, so if he can get me that flight number, I can get the roster of who attended that flight.
That, I think, is our biggest clue right there, is we somehow, some way, got to figure out that flight number based on Soulja Boy being on that flight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like somebody at AirTran must have said something to somebody else that I was working this flight or Soulja Boy. As soon as we get that flight number,
right.
then I think everything else opens up to us.
Because I'm glad Soulja Boy was on that flight because it would be so generic otherwise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then we've got nothing really to go with. People have only, some are calling up and didn't hear the entire story. He wasn't on the AirTran flight. He was on a Delta flight.
Right.
She was working an AirTran flight, and that's why we don't have the flight number.
Mm-hmm. And if we got the flight number, then we could easily narrow it down mm-hmm. to who she was.
And the only thing we know about the flight that she was working is that it was going from Atlanta to Dallas and that Soulja Boy was on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So as soon as we get that flight number, then we're good to go.
And it was a Friday. Which Friday was it?
That was this past Friday.
Right.
And the flight had to arrive sometime after, like, 6:50, because I was at the airport for a while, like, walking in circles.
P.M.?
Okay. Yeah, P.M.
Okay.
Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, I'm a flight attendant for Atlantic Southeast Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Loving you guys.
And the best way to find out, if you know the flight number, you could call in and they could tell you the crew. So if you wanted to, like, say you had a great flight and you wanted to thank the flight attendants, they'll tell you who the crew was.
Mm-hmm. So they can do that. We just got to get that flight number.
Yeah. All you need is the flight number.
Yeah, the key is to getting that flight number.
We're sitting here, we're caught up in the Soulja Boy thing.
Just look it up?
Yeah, and like, you know, I understand that the power of the Soulja Boy sometimes overcomes all else.
Because mm-hmm. there's only one Soulja Boy.
Yes, but all you have to do is look up the flight. So it was Atlanta to Dallas direct?
Yeah.
It landed at 6:15.
And it landed at 6 something. Give me 1 minute.
But wait a second. Was it delayed? Or
was delayed. So it wasn't supposed to land at 6 something. It's supposed to land probably 2 hours earlier.
Would that be reflected online if it was delayed?
I mean, if there's 100 flights, then we got a problem. If there's two. So
Jessica,
you're on it.
Jessica here
there's
is
on.
A, I'm on it.
Jessica here is a flight attendant with AirTran, can help us out. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Hey, I'm awesome. I'm not at the airport, so I'm even better.
I bet. What's going on?
So, okay. For anybody flying on Friday, that suck, period. But if I can find out, okay, it landed in Dallas at 6 o'clock, right?
No, it's sometimes after that. Because she didn't get down to the shuttle until probably about 7:15, 7:30, the shuttle waiting area. So I had to land, like, sometime after 6:50 or around 7 o'clock, I think.
And how late did she say that she was?
Well, they said the whole flight took about 5 hours, so I think they were at the airport, like, I guess, waiting to take off for about 2 hours.
Okay.
Or maybe 2 hours.
Okay. What I'm going to do is pull up all the flights that left, and there's not a whole lot of flights to go to Dallas. They're pretty spread out, so I can pull up the crews on each one, and I'll pull it up and just see if I can get some names, and then I can figure it out. So.
You think you got it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's either flight. It's most likely flight 102 or flight 113.
I will get the names.
Flight 102 is scheduled at 3 o'clock for a 3 o'clock departure. You arrive at 4:30. So if she got down to baggage claim at 7:15 and it was delayed 2 hours, that means it arrived at 6:30. Mm-hmm. So maybe that could be close. And then the other one is 113, which is supposed to arrive at 5:45. So if it was delayed 2 hours, that one wouldn't fit.
So. And two planes with, you know, a handful of crew on mm-hmm. each, we're narrowing it down.
Hey, Jessica, let me do this. Let me put you on hold, and we're going to get your phone number, and I'll have producer Tracy work on this with you over, like, the next couple of days, okay?
Okay, right. Sounds good.
You're the
Y'all
best.
Good day.
Thank
you.
Too.
Don't
Thank
go anywhere.
You.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Don't go anywhere. All right, so at least that's a lead right there, okay?
That's a good
Somebody
lead.
On the inside.
That's a solid
that's
lead.
That's a really good one. Well, we know people.
Yeah. Well, if you guys have the flight number, the captains, it was a male and female captain.
Okay, okay, that might help That's Jessica good. Also.
Yeah. Uh-huh, perfect.
Maybe that would help.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Cool, man. All right, let's meet back here in a couple of days. We'll have Tracy start working on this along with Jessica from AirTran, and we'll see if we can put something together for you, okay?
All right,
man.
I try to think of this from her side of it. It's either really, really romantic mm-hmm. or really, really creepy.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
You know how from time to time we will do a segment that is basically questions that you've always had, but you've been too embarrassed to ask anybody because everybody knows the answers to mm-hmm. them. What is crack? Is it cocaine that's just cooked up, or is there other stuff that's in
Dude,
it?
Dude, you've never seen New Jack City?
Yeah, back in the day.
You're so straight, Jeff. Tell us.
I thought crack was like in rocks.
Yeah, it's
and cocaine is in powder.
Crack cocaine is like they.
But it is a form of cocaine.
Yeah,
though.
they mm-hmm. cook it down. Okay. Don't you remember the big apartment complex?
I've lost a lot of brain cells since New Jack City for other reasons.
it's cocaine, but they cook it down so there's like nothing but 100% pure. Whatever, and rather than snort it, you smoke it.
So you're smoking cocaine as crack.
Yeah, and it gets into your system quicker. That's why people say, like, if you get, you know, I've heard people say crack is whack, but it's also supposed to be.
Crack is whack.
That's how they say it.
If you do it like once or twice, you're addicted to it.
Okay, so it's not crystal meth, it's cocaine that's just been heated up.
I don't know the exact recipe, but as I understand it, yes.
Okay. I never knew. I mean, I've heard it a million different times.
Crystal meth is stuff that you make in a trailer with cough medicine, right?
With all kinds that's of why Sudafed has to be behind the counter now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but I think I don't think you're the only one that wondered that.
I've heard it, and I'm like, oh, that's bad. But I've never really known what it is.
You know, some 10th grader is going to call up and set us straight. No, Jeff. You make crack by blah 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 blah.
Jessica says that Jeff got it wrong. Good morning, Jessica. What is crack?
It's a diluted version of it. It's not the pure stuff, which is why more people are addicted to it. And it's easier and it's cheaper to get because it's like diluted, but they cook it up. So once you smoke it, they want it more. It's not because it's pure. The pure stuff will last longer. The cheaper stuff is why they keep going back for it, because it is cheaper, because they cook it down and then they can break it up in smaller versions and sell it for lower. And then you can get more customers that way, but don't ask me how I know.
So crack is cheaper than coke.
It's cheaper. I mean, like...
Can't believe this
but it's
like, but no, that's what you said in New Jack City, like they cook it down.
Uh-huh.
They take the expensive stuff, and then the stuff they put with it, and the reason why a lot of people are able to get it, because it doesn't require, like, the ingredients that you need. It's simple stuff over the counter. that they mix with the cocaine. They cook it down. It gets into a hard form. They basically just crank it up, put it in little baggies, and they can sell it. So you can sell it for $4, $5, $6, $10, mm-hmm. you know, for something the size of your fingernail. And then because it's only a quick buzz, like, from what I only know because...
Listen,
whatever.
From what I understand...
Yeah, you must have seen your Jack City a whole bunch.
So people go back to it because it doesn't last long.
That makes sense because there's this reputation.
She's on it right now.
There's a reputation for cocaine of being like a rich person's drug. You know, like rich people do it, and then crack is always associated with, you know.
So it's cut with junk.
It sounds like
what she's saying. I'm
glad I was the one to ask the stupid question because nobody seems to know the answer. Everybody has a different answer.
Hey, really? Okay.
Hey, Trisha, I'm still standing by mine, by the way. I think it's just cooked on cocaine.
Hey, Trisha. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Hey. And I want to contradict that young lady because I am white as can be, and I am a crack addict. Well, 12 years clean yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But what y'all thought of as the pure cocaine cooked down to purest form is actually freebase, and what caught Richard Pryor on fire many, many years ago.
Okay.
And that you use with actually added to baking soda makes the freebase.
Okay.
But crack is a bastardized form of the cocaine and is added to anything you can get your hands on to make it spread farther and be cut and let the masses.
Which is pretty much what the last caller said also.
Kind of was it, yeah.
It's like the cheap stuff.
Correct, but I was informing you the freebase is what is cooked
what Jeff's
down
talking
to,
about.
The purest form of the cocaine.
With
okay.
The spoon.
Thank you. All right. I think I got the answer. It sounds to me like most of us really didn't have an
idea.
And
since that was before 8:30, I'm glad we educated our children on that.
I know. I feel like I need a shower right now. I just feel all skeevy right now. Like,
yep.
Ew.
Yep. Get and your random knowledge here on the Bert Show.
You know, if there's somebody, just a quick little moment, if I could, please, because there is a chance that somebody
has never had one of those.
Freebaser. There is a chance that somebody is listening to the Bert Show for the first time this week between 8 and 8:30. Uh-huh. And yesterday heard us talking at this time about moms who smoke pot to get through their days.
Oh, that's right.
And then
that
today,
is true.
Our in-depth discussion on how to manufacture crack cocaine.
Right.
And was Jeff talking about freebasing or crack?
Right. And we learned that was freebasing you were talking about.
I would say that this half hour has been the exception this week rather than the rule. Normally, it's not like...
Right.
We are taking kids to Disney World tomorrow.
I think we can pretty much guarantee tomorrow at this time we will not be talking about drugs. Unless it's something that a sick child has to take.
But tune back in Tuesday when we talk about how to make meth.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.